Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser. You can follow the Film Feuds podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast, or you can follow us on Facebook at Film Feuds. We've got three guests on tonight, filming live from Monkey Magic on Wednesday night. If you want to come down to these shows, they are free Wednesday night from 9:30 p.m. If you want to support us, follow us on Patreon. Donate. There are some great perks for you guys. There's also some secret episodes that have never been aired. You can only get on Patreon. So if you just go to patreon.com/filmfeuds, you'll find out more. Every dollar helps for the show, and we'll give you shout-outs. Speaking of bandwidth, we are deleting episodes. So season one is still up currently. There's a few episodes, but they're going each week. One episode will be deleted to get the new ones up. Follow us on Patreon at FilmFeuds. You can find the other episodes on there. You can donate. Link to download them on a Dropbox account. Yes, we get all season one on our Dropbox if you donate to our Patreon. If you like me, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any of that at I Am Seizure. So that's enough about me. Let's go straight into the episode.
HQ, my hat looks like a muffin. Over.
Hey, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, Siege Kaiser, and we are here doing one of the last episodes of the year. Not the last, but one of the last, and we are doing Worst Movie of 2017. Now, I have three brand new guests who've never done this podcast before. Guys, how you doing?
Hola.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
A lot of enthusiasm, and we're filming live from Magic Mike to an audience of 10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, comedy.
Gracias.
Yeah. So, guys, 2017. What are you for movies? A lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones. Start off with Roger.
Oh,
Roger
me.
Lee. Yep,
Should I start first?
We'll find him on Instagram at Roger, as in R-O-G-Y-A-H _Lee-L-E-E.
Yeah. That's, I need to change that when I'm famous, because no one's going to fuck with that.
Underscores are dead, man.
I don't know, hey.
All right, what movie did you pick?
I picked Power Rangers. That was this year.
Quick plot line for those who don't know what the movie's about.
So this... teenagers who have like no hope in life met together, and then they found this rock, which is the Power Ranger badge, and then they found out that they're Power Rangers, and then this white dude was like, hey, I'm the leader, I don't want to be the leader, fuck off. And then the Asian guy is like, oh, look at me, my mum's dying, and this and this another girl is like, oh, I hate you parents. You know, classic teenage bullshit.
I must have watched the wrong movie.
No, that sounded verbatim to me. Then, that was act two.
And then this huge, like, alien peed out of a wall and is like, oh, you got to kill this green bitch. And then they try to kill the green bitch throughout the whole movie. That was the movie.
That's, no, that's fair. That's fair.
I'd actually watch that movie.
And why'd you pick it as your choice?
I picked it because Power Rangers is like my childhood, right?
Yeah.
It's like my life. Oh. I am a Power Ranger. I'm all the colours of the Power Ranger.
You're the yes Power Ranger.
I'm the yes. But, and I didn't like it because it's like... I didn't like it and I did like it. I liked it. It's like cool fighting and all, really cool CGI. But I didn't like it because it's just like so quick. Just boom, like that. I think the green bitch was the worst.
We'll get to that in a second. All right. I should have mentioned this show is full of spoilers, so if you haven't watched any of the movies we are going to be talking about, to make sure you stop this podcast, watch those movies, come back in 7 hours and go, ah, oh, that's what they're talking about.
Unless you're a green bitch and just get on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that next voice you heard is Gareth Kidd. You can find him on Instagram at gareth.kidd, K-I-double-D.
Double D, yes. So my movie is Transformers 5, or whatever the fuck they call it this time.
What is it called? Full title, please.
I think it's First Night or The Last Night. Or Last Night. Okay, great. Yeah, because Jesus Christ, it put me to sleep.
It's
yeah.
Night with a K.
Of course. It's magical, yeah.
Quick plotline for those who don't know.
So basically what happened at the beginning was Michael Bay realized he was running out of money. And he sat there and went, how can I do better? I don't actually think there's not really a coherent plot line, but basically there were old people at one stage and they were fighting a war, and then apparently Transformers were back then, and then we didn't realize they were there, and then now fast forward to the current time, and all of a sudden, Transformers are there, but they're going to help us out. There's a alien monster underneath the planet that doesn't really get too... evolved in the entire plot line, and then they blow up another planet that tries to come in, and then everyone rejoices because there was a moderately hot chick and a very young, should not have been in any way, shape, or form in the movie.
This sounds
sort of
like
thing.
The plot line to Power Rangers.
it really, and to be honest, to say this, I know she was blue in this one, but she, it was a crazy woman with like crazy, like sort of, what's the Greek woman, Medusa, like sort of Medusa sort of level. The worst thing, very similar to Roger, like, Power Rangers, Transformers, my childhood.
Yeah.
I had all the diecast shit. Like, I had, what would be today if my mom hadn't fucking lost them? Like, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of these diecast fucking Transformers. Loved it. Watched 86 movie, everything like that. And I have just dealt with the last 12 years of Michael Bay and a variety of people, including Shia LaBeouf. Fuck the crap out of my childhood dreams.
Sort
of
like, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. Fuck them. Yeah.
And finally, we've got Rob Deli.
Yay.
How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Very pumped and G, but not as drunk as these two, so I got to catch up.
I'm drunk already because I drank like half, like what? How many meals is that?
That's, I'd say 10 meals.
I have to catch up.
So what movie did you pick? Quick plot line as well.
Oh, okay. I picked Atomic Blonde.
Ooh, controversial.
Yeah, listen, that actually got pretty good reviews, but it was a heaping pile of shit. It was actually about, so we got the green bitch, this is a white bitch this time. And basically, I honestly, like, I can't remember the plot that well. It was basically, it's set in like sort of Germany around the time of the Berlin Wall, yep. But there was nothing to do with the fall of the Berlin Wall itself. She was a spy. They decided halfway through the plot, let's make her a lesbian. So she was. Still managed to fuck that up somehow. Starring Charlize Theron, and it's got James McAvoy, who normally pretty good, and they choose quality things, but this action, I honestly can't remember anything except for the soundtrack was okay and the plot was an absolute abomination.
Fair enough. Okay, so before we start getting into the nitty-gritties, the way this game works is simple. There are 7 questions. The guests do not know what the questions are. They have to make an argument for each question. They get about 30 seconds to a minute to make up their argument. And then after everyone's made their argument, they take each other down. And they have to convince me who's got the best argument, and they get a point. Whoever gets the most points at the end wins. Roger is like, what the hell did I just get into? And welcome to Film Feuds!
I just left high school.
Got to plug your Facebook page.
People never plug me when I ask them.
It's GK and Robbie D, R-O-B-B-I-E.
Yep, and a D at the end.
I feel like we're going to do the ridiculous plug and say we do have our own podcast.
Do you have a podcast?
We do, yeah. It's called Scorn Hub.
Yeah, kind of like a popular website. Warn Hub.
Porn Hub.
That was a really bad joke. So basically, it's our passive-aggressive natures through our times together because we've known each other for 15 years. And
we hate everything.
Yeah, pretty much. And we like the concept of nudity, but we didn't want to do it together. So yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
that's romantic.
Why was that the part you went, that's nice?
I'm very disappointed I haven't been asked to do it.
We used to platform like 3 episodes in because we fucked this shit up. It was like 4 weeks ago that we...
Yeah, we're on a bit of hiatus right now. We're starting up again next year, I guess. So we're pretty thirsty for anyone to join.
You're thirsty. All right. Okay, 7 questions. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go.
Okay, question 1. And we'll start with Roger because we were the first to talk.
Oh, shit.
Worst movie poster.
Worst movie poster?
Yep.
Oh, have I seen posters of this movie?
Why was your poster the worst?
My poster's the worst because it's a cliche. It's like, so like, oh, if a 6-year-old were to draw it, they would have chosen that layout because the red one is always in the middle. Why? Why is everyone always... he's the leader, racing. So what? Everyone is in the middle. I know, right? Like, why can't they be on the side? Why? Where's the yellow one? And the yellow one should be in the middle for, like, at least once.
Do you remember your movie poster?
I think what we're all asking is, where was the white one? Because white where people, was, like, we just... we're always in the background, aren't we?
White Ranger's going to come, like, maybe later on. In
the third installment.
In the third installment with a new director and new
colonialism
actors.
Colonialism, I've heard about that one. Yeah.
Okay. So back to your poster. Awesome. Red guy in the middle. What else is on there?
Also, my phone is there. Hello, Millennial Lifesaver.
All right, we'll come back to you if you want to look it up. We'll go straight.
So, like, I don't think, like, I'm going to say poster per se, but it was that when you go to the cinemas and there's the 3D sort of cardboard cutouts, and it was the one for this movie. So it was one of those cardboard cutouts where it was, like, 3-dimensional and looked crazy, and it was like, oh, my God, Optimus Prime, and, like, there's a shitload of other people. And I feel like it was bad. It was a terrible, terrible poster because... it made this sort of bullshit sort of idea that this movie is going to be good. So it sort of like created this hype, like, oh my god, they put so much money into just a fucking cardboard cutout. The movie will be amazing. And it was just a wank fest. So I feel like it was more the disparity between what I originally saw and what turned out. And I look back at that cardboard cutout and it was just devastated hopes and dreams.
Gareth.
Oh, I'm Gareth.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
Nah. The other one.
Yeah. The other one.
So I don't really... I have a vague memory of the Atomic Blonde poster being sort of like a black and white sort of image because, you know, that she plays up very much on wearing white in the movie. You don't really see what she looks like, which is a shame because Charlize Theron is great to look at. It's already a fucking up there. But basically, it's just a black and white silhouette. It doesn't really give away what's going on except that it's going to be film noir, which it wasn't really. Like, you could see it tried to be, but it failed at that. So it was already false advertising. It didn't really give you much to work with except there's going to be a female in this movie. And it was just kind of disappointing. Like, okay, so I mean, are we able to complain against the other ones yet?
No, yeah, because Roger still has to make his argument because okay. You know, he actually sees what the poster looks like.
No worries.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say that mine was monochrome, whereas I feel like other posters slash ones that might be mentioned tonight were not. They were Technicolor at the very least.
All right, Roger.
Well, okay, first of all, I am right. The red one is obviously the salient image of this poster. And I just saw it and like... The background, it's cloudy. That's depressing. Fucking.
Who fucking needs that?
I know. Yeah. Power Rangers, Mighty. Yeah. You get some sunlight in that shit. Also, the top title, the subtitle per se, it says Morphin Time. But any child, right, can read it's Morphine Time. Why would you do that? You're gonna encourage kids to inject morphine in their body to think that. They're going to turn to Power Rangers. Not true. They're going to be a lazy piece of shit.
That's it.
All right, time to take each other down. Everyone's made their point. Let's go.
Okay, the easiest one is to say, you just have to fucking Google that fucking image. So, nah, you're done.
To be fair, I'm slightly stepping in here. It doesn't mean it's the worst. It means it's unmemorable, forgettable sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine was in black and white. Woo-hoo! They couldn't even afford color.
Exactly. It was garbage.
Get fucked.
Yeah, thanks for defending how awful mine was.
Am I supposed to be defending, like, saying it's great or bad?
You're supposed to say why yours is the worst.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shit.
But
okay.
Thanks for the heads up.
Maybe
I appreciate
because
it.
Because mine take a child's eye out, okay? It was a hazard to the public and a terrible explanation but, like, where they paid more money and did not get an actual plot line.
But if you're a kid willing to watch the Transformers movie, you deserve to be damaged in some way. That's the sort of survival of the fittest, right? It's like, no, don't watch this movie. Bad for you. Michael Bay, bad. You got to train them early. So at least with, and the thing is with Transformers, you know what you're getting into at this point. You look at the flashy colors and you're just like, oh wow, color porn. Okay, I guess that's what I'm doing this evening.
Something you can find on Scornhub.
too right.
Yeah.
Browser history.
I like the robots in Transformer posters. They're cool looking.
I feel like Roger's not quite getting this.
I know that's going to be over the top, and so I go like, yeah, I'll go along for the ride.
So yours had clouds in it. That's what you're saying made it the worst.
Yes.
Just clouds. Yeah.
Yes.
That's shit.
And
like,
more than that,
clouds can be good. Clouds have rain. Rain is what makes our crops grow, okay, motherfucker? You saying crops growing is bad?
Yeah, but morphine, that's bad.
For some people.
Okay, I'm going to rule one out. I'm ruling out Atomic Blonde because they're making better arguments so far and no one's talking about Atomic Blonde. So Atomic Blonde is out. It's down to Transformers versus Power Rangers.
I got another one. All the Power Rangers, they're too shiny. They're like freaking. They're fighting fucking monsters. You get some dirt and some scratches on that shit. Okay, no, not even Iron Man comes out of a fight without scratches. And Iron Man,
I'm gonna say for mine, the reason that it was so shit was it had Optimus Prime. It's just like this is the one hero, and they forgot to include the rest of the shitty plot. They forgot Anthony Hopkins killing his own fucking career.
No one's watching Transformers for Anthony Hopkins.
They actually should have had a part of that poster that Anthony Hopkins hanging by a motherfucking noose because that's what happened. That's what happened in this film.
I'm going to make a decision and I'm going to go and give the point to Roger. Yeah, I'll tell you why.
I guess a white privilege.
Because, no.
Nah.
Shit. No. It's going to work against us, isn't it?
No. Right. The reason why is because it's pretty simple. You said it looked like a good poster, but the movie was bad. So it did lead you to want to watch that movie. That's why Roger, clouds. It's a kid's movie. Why do you want to see clouds?
You and your fucking clouds.
You
man.
Clearly researched it the most as well, I guess. So exactly. That's fair.
Give it a round of applause for Roger. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Nailing it.
Round two. We'll start off with Gareth. And the question is, worst trailer?
Worst trailer? Okay, yeah. So...
this is actually a new question. We've never done this one before.
So the first one that came out was like... so I'm, like I said, a massive Transformer fan. I fucking love the diecast shit, the whole concept. And the first trailer that came out had this wispy Michael Bay shit about it where it was like cutting between like space and fucking, you know, what do you call it?
Do you want me to help you out with your own question to your champ?
I would, but there's a light behind your head. That and like old people fighting with swords and shields. And you just looked at that trailer and you go, what the fuck is this movie actually about? Like, there was no actual plot line. You couldn't actually work out and go, okay, I'm going to see this movie and I'm going to go, oh, it's going to be inspirational. Oh, it might actually provide with some sort of educational aspect. No, it was this weird sort of conglomerate of bullshit imagery that Michael Bay probably... to be honest, I think most of it was actually from Bad Boys 2. I feel like it wasn't actually the same imagery from another movie, but yeah. Right. Just terrible. The first one was garbage.
Rob's turn.
Yeah, look, so all I remember about the trailer for Atomic Blonde was Charlize Theron in a black and white sort of silhouette-y sort of thing getting into a bathtub, which should be amazing. Obviously, you know, you're getting it full mast at that point if you're of the male variety. Or if, you know, however you're inclined. But then you suddenly realize she's covered in bruises and suddenly it's gotten a bit too full-on and unerotic. And suddenly you're just like, well, that's falling down again. So I don't like being teased by a trailer. That's not why I'm going online. I'm not here to sign up for a how you going, oh wait, never mind sort of thing. I've been through that before and I don't need a fucking movie trailer to remind me of that as well.
That's not how I watch movie trailers, but okay.
To each their own.
Roger.
Hey, totally was not looking at the trailer on my phone. Totally was not. I only saw 2 seconds of the beginning. So I'm not at an advantage. Mine had the worst trailer because it was too dramatic. It was too. And like, I'm a kid. I want to see sunshines, not clouds. And this trailer straight away came up, and all we saw was just sad teenagers going, "Oh, I hate my life. Oh, I hate my life." And also, these don't even look like teenagers. They look like 25-year-olds. Of course, Americans
do that.
Always
look like 25. Right? Power,
and
yeah.
As a trailer, right? You're a teenager. You're a kid. You're like 6 years old, right? And imagine, right? You're looking at these teenagers, so-called teenagers, and you go, "Oh my god, when I'm 14, I'll have breasts like that." Nah, it's a lie.
Well, I mean, worked out for me.
You didn't have breasts like that.
Right, take each other down, go.
No, see, I'm going to call bullcrap on that because the thing is, Power Rangers wasn't made for kids, that movie. That was made for people in their sort of mid-20s who remember watching it as a kid and they see the nostalgia like, fuck, I'm watching that movie. Even when you finish with the, it's got the do-do-do-do-do-do, obviously not as good as how I did it, but a similar sort of deep synthy sort of sound and you're just like, but I remember that. That was awesome. Like, it's nostalgia loaded. It's got heaps of stuff. If you watch Power Rangers as a kid, you remember. So it's, I think because it's targeting that demographic, people are like, dude, you're showing me everything that I loved about the show, but in a different way. I mean, how am I not going
to
watch this?
You know what my rebuttal is to that? I got a nephew who's 14, went to watch it, right? And He watched the trailer. And because he loved Power Rangers, because I introduced it to him when he was like 6 and I was
like 10. Did you show him the trailer?
And then we show him the trailer. And then he was like automatically, "Why don't I have tits like that?"
What?
Doesn't have tits like that yet.
Yeah.
I thought that when I was younger.
He
and
was
I was
like,
introduced
I'm
to a
14.
Whole world of stuff.
Nah,
it was a he.
Yep. I'm drunk. Anyway.
Okay, fuck your family. Sounds shit. But I'm going to take down yours, Deegan, because Rob Dally. Because
my name.
I feel like I know you very well, and you would not have gotten past the silhouette of Charlize Theron without just...
No, joke's on you, because I had just taken one out at that point. So
exactly.
I was freshly loaded. So, no,
so
I survived that comfortably.
And you went, "This is the best
because it should have been, and it wasn't.
No, yeah.
Transformers, however, at this point, people know exactly what they're getting into. The trailers are irrelevant at this point. So a trailer like that, people are like, "Oh, cool, another Transformers movie. Oh, look, sick action. That's exactly what I'm here for." People know what Transformers 5 is going
to
be about.
It was this confusion. They tried to make it out to be like this.
No, but
that's
the same caliber.
Actually, I got to admit, my trailer was pretty good. I'm not going to...
All right, so Roger's out of this one.
I'm forfeiting. My trailer was actually
good, right?
I like the trailer.
So it's back to you two. It's between Transformers and Atomic Blonde.
See, Transformers, like I said, it's still got visual appeal. That's the one thing that it's got going for it. So obviously the trailer when you reduce, you get to take the story out of it, which is the worst part of Transformers. Of course, it, like when you're doing an action piece, that's what Transformers is good at.
So I think
so it's actually exactly, people should watch the trailer, not the movie.
The easiest way to rebuke you is because I know that bruises don't down your erection, so just shut the fuck up now.
I mean, that would disagree.
Okay, well,
you have not checked my browser history recently.
Bruises, give me
things change.
Give me bruises.
I'm gonna make a decision. But I'm just curious, Roger. Who are you leaning towards? Do you think Transformer had the worst trailer or Atomic Blonde?
Which one do you remember? Which one was more unforgettable?
I remember Atomic Blonde because Jennifer Hawkins. I mean Jennifer Lawrence.
Charlize Theron.
Clearly unforgettable.
Charlize Theron.
Well, where's the actor? The main actor.
Oh, James McAvoy.
Oh, fuck. What movie am I thinking about?
See, probably not Atomic Blonde. It sounds a bit more
Hunger Games.
Which was a great trailer as well.
Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Has nothing to do with this movie.
It sounds like you didn't even register this trailer when
Atomic
you saw it.
Atomic Blonde. Anyway, I'm freaking...
Well, anyway, I'm making my decision. I'm going to go with Transformers gets the point because... Yes. It didn't say anything about the movie. At least you looked at Atomic Blonde, you're like, oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
Garbage.
That's good.
Next question. And we'll start off with Rob. Worst character.
Whoa. Worst character.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I don't remember who she played, but Sophia Boutella. So basically she played a kind of naive agent who basically just existed.
French as well.
Who just basically existed so people would be like, hey, so the mummy's coming out, I'm in that, here's my acting chops, check it out. I won't do anything else in the movie except look good, that's all I need to do. She was basically just reduced to lesbian bait for Charlize Theron, which we had no inkling she was a lesbian until this point, until they started making out, which admittedly was, for some people, the highlight of the movie. Other than that, she served little to the plot. She was an unbelievable character, she was too naive for someone who's supposed to be a spy, and frankly just poorly developed.
Roger.
The green bitch. the green bitch.
What's her name?
I don't even know her name. That's 100% sure.
Ratatouille.
No. Ratatata. Ratatata, fuck yourself.
Yeah. All right.
She goes into a jewelry shop and she's like, ha-ha, give me some gold. Like, that's it. And then she makes a golden rod, like, BS dildo for herself. I don't know, right? Look, the thing is, right, all she does is just, like, flex her fingers and then, like, make it like a claw when she doesn't even have claws. And then she goes, and she just goes, like, crazy laughter. I'm going to kill people. But it's like, I'm going to kill the Power Rangers and get their badges and for
is
power.
Is it Queen Ratchet or something, her name? I can't remember.
Something like that.
Rita Repulsa,
Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
I'm getting
repulsed by her. Like, I like the actor, but the character, she was
Elizabeth
like...
Elizabeth Banks.
She just wanted to kill, get power. Nothing in her character, explained why she wanted power. Like, why couldn't she have a flashback of her glowing as a child?
As a mini green bitch.
I'm tired. I'm green, mini green bitch, mama green bitch over there, slapping my face off.
So is it worst character?
Worst character.
Shit. This film was fucking littered with them. Jesus, it's hard to say because there was a Cogman character, which was like this sort of bullshit fucking... I don't even know the Autobots or Decepticons at this stage. That's how wanky it is. But I think the worst one was the young female character. I cannot remember a name in the movie because basically she was just called... I think her name was Jailbait. But it was fucking terrible because they built her up at the beginning like, oh, this strong young female character. I'm going to try and take on fucking... robots, like, why would you be that retarded? And then she disappeared for like 50 fucking minutes of the film. Her biggest part is she tells a smaller robot to go and do something. Fucking terrible.
Take each other down.
Well, Transformers isn't supposed to have like Daniel Day-Lewis in it. It's the best actor they've got is Mark Wahlberg, who isn't bad.
Yeah,
but
don't fuck it with Mark Wahlberg.
He's not awful, but he's the best actor they've got by far.
What about Anthony Hopkins?
Let's face it. Anthony Hopkins hasn't really done anything good for... Well, he did Westworld, which was kind of his his renaissance, but he hasn't really done anything for quite a long time. This is when he was like... This was his sobering point. Like, fuck, I've done a Transformers movie. I need to get off whatever substance I'm on. That was his cleaning point. Transformers. Like, the problem with Transformers is that you don't expect character development. So if you're going into Transformers going, well, that character was disappointing. I was hoping for them to achieve their goals and dreams, and they didn't. Then you're watching the wrong fucking movie.
Okay, so your argument is not that my character is... not the worst, but it's that I shouldn't have.
Well, it's irrelevant because you're pointing out that they're bad because there was no character development. Character development is irrelevant.
Okay,
your character had a
lesbian experience in the movie. That makes her the best part of anything ever.
She was reduced to it. There was like okay, for a movie for a movie that started
elevating.
I think that's she told the robot what to do. Like that's badass.
That's it. It was like a female in like in
she
the iron.
She told the robot what to do. There are girls that can program their dildos. Okay, it's not that fucking hard.
Okay. Oh, so you're comparing Optimus Prime to like a 6-inch like little battery powered thing.
I respect
you. Got to start gentle. Like, she was young.
I believe it's called a Hitachi wand. Anyway,
this woman's like has powers commanding robot robots.
Yeah, like how it's an interesting concept.
She said, "Maybe you should help the shit out."
Well, manipulation. Dude, that's even better.
It's pointing out the fucking
clever.
Obvious,
that's already
okay?
something more useful clever. Than what happened in mine. So, okay, basically, mine is a movie starring Charlize Theron, the main female actress. And the only other main female was basically just existing as a lesbian thing. So
that is
this
amazing.
Movie doesn't even pass the Bechdel test, and it's starring a female actress.
You have a good character too, because like she is able to express her sexuality all over the place.
But that's all she does. She just and
yeah.
she doesn't even express
that?
Her sexuality.
I'm sorry, are you a misogynist? Is that what it is?
I'm saying no, because I'd like to see a female actually get a chance to deliver something.
My fucking character doesn't even have a sexuality. She gets off on freaking badges.
Well, here's the thing about your character, because the thing with the Power Ranger movie is that basically it was a little bit silly. We watched it and we were like, okay, this movie is trying way too hard. Which is why she was a breath of fresh air, because clearly she was like, dude, I'm fucking rich, I'm gorgeous, I'm like making so much money, I can afford to just joke around.
If you call
and have
that
fun. And it
fresh
works.
Air, what air are you breathing, man?
Any air that comes from that hot woman's body. Like, I know. Elizabeth Banks
you
is
didn't
a
even see
stunner.
Her body. Her body was like covered by green shit.
But that was it. It was a confused boner, because you still remember her from all the other movies where she's gorgeous, and you're like, something's going on here, and I'm enjoying myself, and I don't know why,
so basically,
but I want some of that green bitch. Like, so it was fascinating to watch. I enjoyed every time she was on the
what
screen.
What we're saying is, your character you can wank over, your character you wank over, you wank over the character that I put forward, you go to jail. So I think mine automatically...
You're right, if the question
wins,
was least wankable character, you're quite right. But it sounds like the character's actually got a chance.
What are the actual outcomes based on this
your character is your character is a role model for all the young women out there who's like struggling, all the girls who goes, I'm not a leader, but she's a leader, she's a boss, she commands a robot.
Mine is Hermione in whatever the first fucking
you compare it to Hermione, everyone's already like, I'm in. Hermione's a fucking interesting character. And now like as soon as you mentioned
that sent 80 people to jail, okay?
Alright, I'm ruling one out. Rita Repulsa's out because she was playing it over the top and that was the most fun part of the movie, I gotta admit. Yeah, so Rita Repulsa's out. It's down to French girl and jailbait.
Well, I mean, apart from just referencing the fact that, lesbians are hot, you haven't really said anything about why this character was actually good when that's all she contributed. She didn't develop in any way apart from being... I just want to hear what your thoughts are on the movie that I know you've watched before.
I haven't watched it. All I'd ask is, like, I
so you haven't watched my movie. So you don't really know how well...
Knowing my house, man, I'm going to say that there was... Regardless of whether he thought this character was good or not, I could guarantee you there are about 8 crusty socks under his bed that can say that
they've all got Charlize written on them.
And just for that, Rob gets points. Yes.
When you bring my crusty socks into it, everyone knows what a hero I am.
It's just the saddest thing ever. We need to give a pity point somewhere. All right.
I need this.
Next question. And we go back to Roger. Worst scene.
Worst scene.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many. Okay, here's the worst scene. The worst scene is when... this is the worst scene. It's when Rita...
Are you making this shit up? Because you just went...
Rita just...
Well, like, that'd be funny.
One, yeah.
So there's like... I think the yellow Power Ranger bitch was like, well, it's sleeping, right?
Dude, they're women. Don't use that term.
Oh, no. I'm calling all the characters bitch. The red bitch, the black bitch, the green bitch, the big face bitch. They're all...
Brian Cranston. He's like all the greatest actors of our generation.
They all kill each other.
Your punctuation is bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, brilliant. Yeah.
So much like Breaking Bad.
They were just like just sleeping. Like, oh, I'm sleeping. I hate my teenage life. And then all of a sudden, Rita just came out of nowhere. Like, you're gonna betray your Power Rangers. And then she just flings her across the room. I'm like, what? Why don't you just kill her and get her badge, you idiot?
Why didn't you do that dramatic arm movement?
She's like, no, you need to portray like, oh, I'm gonna portray my Power Rangers, and then I'm not gonna lay a trap for you. No, stupid
shit. Well, I can't say there were any good scenes in my movie, so I think the first scene was fucking terrible because it wasn't even linked to the rest of the movie. But I think the worst one was where So the big dramatic aspect was Bumblebee fighting Optimus, which, you know, like anyone who's ever given a shit about. So it's massively dramatic. It's just like, you know, it's the hero and he's second in command. But the worst fucking part about it was when this happened, Mark Wahlberg went out and gone, oh, I can help this shit out. He's a motherfucking human. Like, I mean, that couldn't even fucking take on a car. Like, I mean, the most
retarded concept. Okay, we've hit our C word quota, so let's not use that word again, because iTunes gets angry.
Cool, okay, there we go. So that's
half my repertoire.
Yeah, I know. I got no other words. I actually don't know the vocabulary otherwise. So Mark Wahlberg's running out there going, I'm going to help this person. It's the most retarded aspect to it. It's like,
and now we've hit the R word quota. Okay.
I'm not going to say anything more then. But there was a terrible scene. Terrible scene because, like, it was the obvious sort of aspect where it's like, you know, the protege versus his master. And then you've got the human in there. It's like, what the fuck you actually gonna provide? Terrible, terrible scene.
All right,
The worst scene in my movie was the ending, because it finally ended and there was a feeling in the audience where people started to get up like, oh, thank fuck, we can finish. It didn't. There was another 15-minute scene at the end. Like, that just kept going. And honestly, at this point, everyone had sold out. Everyone was done with the movie and ready to go since they saw how terrible it was. But it kept going. And the scene basically was just, aha, she tricked someone else. That's been the whole thing of the movie. Like, she tricks people. And so she tricked another group of Russians, I think. And then basically there's a really cliche shootout where, if you've seen Wanted or any action movie from the 2000s, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen that before, except it was good that time.
Oh yeah,
it was just Wanted. Absolutely painful to watch.
All right, take each other down.
Oh, this guy left.
Do you want to have a shot at me or Garrett? I'll let you go first, and let's just pick on him while he's gone. Actually,
first of all, it was still action, and it was still like boom, boom, boom. You're critiquing just like choreograph here. I'm critiquing fucking logic. My scene was unlogical.
But do people watch Power Rangers for the logic? Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, do people go into it going, I'm hoping for some grounded, scientific
basis? They watch Power Rangers for a story, not a fucked up, freaking weird.
Story, to be honest. Like, I think it really comes down to nostalgia and action. That's what people want to see. People want to see the Power Rangers they remember fighting. So scenes like this, admittedly, like I'll give you, they slow the pace down, but in a necessary way, so the action's even bigger. So, like, a scene like that, as we were saying in the last round, like, you know, Rita Repulsa, her whole role was to ham it up, to just enjoy what she was doing, and just to make, like, kind of add some levity to it.
Her whole role was to get the fucking badges and kill the Power Rangers. She had one in her throat, just like in the throat, kill, boom, get the yellow badge. Or double the power, kill the rest, easy. And also, right?
I feel like you're Rita Repulsa right now.
Also, mine was even so bad that you should have seen it. She just flinged it up like it was like Paranormal Activity. Just like the CGI and the strings. I can see it bobbing up and down from it.
All right, let's just go to Gareth. And he's not here. Okay, so I'm going to rule him out. Transformers is out of this one.
It's a shame. He had a really good chance with this one, too.
Like, anyone,
any other types of people you want to insult while you're back here? Or?
Yeah, you. You're a fucking horrible person.
Yeah, but everyone knows that.
Hmm. So I'm actually out, even though I'm actually here.
All right, so Transformers out. I don't think you made a great argument for that one. It's down to Atomic Blonde versus Power Rangers. Take each other down.
Well, what I'll do to bolster my argument, because I think I've said enough against, like, you know, the fact that it's not.
Well, you just said that people don't watch it for that, but that's not really an argument. That's a very perspective opinion.
I think it's a majority perspective, though, to be honest, from what I've seen online, like, when it comes down to why people watch the Power Rangers, like, what would possess someone to watch the Power Rangers movie? And that's like, oh, fuck it, I remember watching it as a kid. I'll probably see the Power Rangers again.
I watched Power Rangers to feel like as a child, I'm, you know, I'm nothing, but then I get a badge, and then I'm powerful, and then I have friends, and then I see this villain, and then when I was watching, I'm like, what is this yellow bitch doing? She's helpless. Oh, this is making me want to cry, and that's why it was also bad, because if I was to watch it, I would, like, the other girl could, like, 360 kick and then get her badge, kaboom, Power Ranger, go back, teleport to the other Power Rangers, kill her. But that didn't happen, so that was why it was even bad.
So it didn't fit this very set criteria, so therefore...
That's why Roger gets a point. Yay! Okay, next question, starting off with Gareth, and we'll make this a quick round. Worst line of the movie?
Ooh. Oh, fuck. There was one, it was... shit. Have I got to do it verbatim?
No, no, it doesn't be verbatim.
So there was this one just before Optimus Prime. So there was a part in the movie where he begins to... He's got like some streak of red in his face and he's been... So just after Optimus Prime has been broken out of this trance that he's had, he does this big speech about how people and humans and robots are not that unsimilar. And then he sort of charges people in the battle. At that stage, it's about like this 14th time they've done this sort of bullshit sort of line where people are trying to rally behind him, and it's just disgraceful. It's an insult to the audience at that stage where it's just like, no, you're not actually doing anything. Like, you assholes brought this shit on the planet in the first place. And how's your Googling going, Deegan?
Yep. I don't know. My internet's not working in here. Oh, well, I guess what I was trying to look up isn't happening.
So, worst line. Go.
Basically, there's a character called Lorraine.
Roger's falling asleep over there.
I'm passing out.
It's because this quote's so boring, right?
I'm so allergic to alcohol. I don't know why I drank
alcohol. Allergic. Yes.
Allergic.
Okay, I think what was the worst line for me was from David Percival, who's played by James McAvoy.
Can you give, obviously, a citation from the part of the movie that
No, because I actually remember the details of the movie that I watched, which you should try sometime, champ.
Yeah, we'll keep it on.
Squad Hub's not going to last.
Trouble in Paradise. No, so basically James McAvoy, who is a great actor. We've seen him do a fuck ton of great movies lately. One of the redeeming things of the X-Men latest movies and stuff. He's got some shitty line where, as an attempt at comedy, because they try to double him up as kind of the bad boy in comic relief, which just never really works. And they just have him say a line in the most cringy way where he's like, you can't unfuck what's been fucked. It's like, you literally can. That's the nature of fucking something. You can unfuck it. Control Z. Many girls I've slept with have denied the fact afterwards.
That's right. Unfucking it.
Roger. That is according to them.
The line where the reader, green motherfucker, was like, suck my dick, red guy. That was the worst one.
And I don't believe that, so you're out of this
was
one.
That was in the trailer as well.
Yeah. Suck my dick, red guy.
Suck my golden cock. That was the worst line in the whole movie.
So Roger is out of
No,
the
I
line.
Liked it. I take it back. That was the best line. The worst line was when the Asian guy was like, give me some dumplings.
I love you sort of talking again. Like, no, seriously.
So Power Rangers is out between Gareth and Rob. Go.
What was your line? You can't.
So you don't remember it. It was that shit.
No, I don't listen to you generally. So
no, you know what? He has a point. I can't even remember what that line is. So
Rob's
getting a point.
So good, dumb shits.
Robbie's winning. Right.
So we're tied, man. Let's just take this guy.
Are we?
Us two together.
Score
we'll team
is
up.
Roger on two, Rob on two, Gareth on one.
I'm intoxicated. I'm not. I'm going to win.
Worst outfit. Go, Rob.
Ah.
Yeah, I have to think about this one.
Hey, do you have Google on you just at the moment? Just
no, I'm just going to use my memory. You know that thing, that one quality I'm better than you at? Remember that? What happened last week?
Keep going.
I was wondering if you remember last week, champ. Have another beer.
So,
Atomic Blonde. Like I said, James McAvoy's character, dressed like a complete nonce. Absolutely. Like, the whole point is that his character is supposed to be this sort of bad boy. But there's nothing about him. Like, he just wears this crappy little beanie and just all this sort of like, oh, I'm really into the German culture now. You don't buy it for a second because the costume just makes you look at him like, I know I'm supposed to like you, but you've just got douche written all over you.
Does the outfit look like Skinner's outfit?
What will get me the point?
Atomic Blonde, yeah?
What will get me the point?
Yeah, James McAvoy's character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're wearing his outfit. But I genuinely do dress like that just in.
But the difference is that you own it and you've got class, whereas McAvoy...
That's fair. Roger.
Oh.
Roger's pretty drunk at this point.
Oh.
Is it what the green bitch wore? Let me help you out. He's contacting his ancestors to help with this question.
The reader bitch, she...
Good argument. Okay, go.
The golden.
Didn't you give your beer up halfway through?
Yeah, no. I'm told you, I'm very sensitive to my alcohol.
It's a hell of a drug.
I'm literally have no tolerance, and that's I'm fucking. How am I gonna get home? That's crazy.
Well, none of us.
That's not our problem. Okay, Gareth.
So I guess obviously, when it comes to Transformers, it's not so much the outfit; it's the character design, because they're not wearing fucking outfits. The worst one is the Cogman character, because What was that terrible film with Ron Perlman where, like, Hellboy? Hellboy, yeah.
Hellboy is a great movie. What are you talking about?
It was a fucking terrible one. The amphibian.
Hey, I love Hellboy.
Amphibian person was in that. Anyway,
previously on C-Word.
So, basically, it was the exact same character, and he was...
Can I have a point for honesty? I actually think that all the Power Ranger outfits were pretty cool.
I thoroughly agree.
I was like, freaking, it's morphin' time. They come out of nowhere. It's
when
amazing.
The blue guy got it early too, you're like, oh.
I feel like you've been sleeping for the last 15 minutes. It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably. I get a point for honesty. Give me one.
You get a point for honesty, and you lose a point for falling asleep. All right.
What a roller coaster.
Yeah, the Cogman character, because it's this attempt to make him seem human, and therefore it's just this bastardization of an actual concept of a Transformer. Because he's not a Transformer. He's a fucking metal human. It's bullshit. In my defense, I'm not quite qualified to have this debate because I'm faced with someone who has 3 degrees.
Ooh. I do. I've studied very hard. All those degrees are very useful.
3 degrees. Oh,
but you know what? I'm going to give it to Gareth anyway. Make it even. Yeah.
Way to earn it, chap.
Yeah. Are we all even?
No, I got to admit, you did argue for your point more than any of these two did. Like Roger,
yeah, I didn't even make a point.
Roger couldn't tap into his ancient ancestry. He couldn't get the answer.
he didn't really make a point at all.
Yeah. But I forfeited.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Great, man.
Last question. Yeah. You're all on two. Worst lead actor. Go.
It would probably be the yellow one, the yellow bitch. She was like playing the cliche angsty angel teenager of. I'm not listening to you, mum. It's like, whatever, snare. Like, I don't believe your frustration. Show it to me in your heart. You're not. That's not acting. That's just mimicking. Listen, just mimicking gum girls.
All right, so I'm going with yellow.
So
bitch.
I like words too. Anyway, so moving on from that. Fucking Mark Wahlberg, easily. Like, I mean, this is the most likable guy in Hollywood. Easily.
Yeah, I hear he's got 3 degrees.
Yeah, it's great because you have the most worthless.
Don't get distracted.
Ever.
Keep talking.
Mark, well, you obviously interjected. How could I not
hey, Roger,
be distracted?
Do you think they're going to fight afterwards?
Anyway.
I think they're going to joke.
We're
going to
have some really angry. We're going to do something very angry and passionately. I'll tell you that.
White people, am I right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But not easy, Mark Wahlberg. Like, this is a guy who's the most likable fucking person in Hollywood. And he keeps on. I don't know where Michael Bay is just fucking like just driving to his house with a truck full of money. But he is he's such a nice person. He's such an enjoyable character generally, the way that he portrays himself. But he's just unrelatable in this movie.
Rob.
Yeah, so basically Charlize Theron. She's
2 degrees.
Yeah, do you want to actually argue properly, champ?
No, apparently that's what we do. We just interrupt each other.
I apologize. You don't deserve this. So Charlize Theron, who basically is just boring, uncharismatic, despite
and
looking
really
good, which
hot.
Is hard to pull off. Well, that's the thing. She's hot, but you don't care because she's so dull that you're just like, she wouldn't have any life in the sack. That's one thing.
Sounds
but just
like Tomb Raider.
Oath. Like, that's exactly what it is. Like, because you watch it. I say oath all the time. You know that I'm Oka.
I just say it on this podcast.
Like, well, struth crikey, all right? The thing about... It, like, that movie is just so German that it makes me Aussie somehow. I don't know. No, like, Charlize Theron just lacks any charisma in that role. She's dull to watch. You don't want to see any scenes that she's in. You're like, oh, good. She's doing more pouting and delivery. It's just absolutely cringy as hell.
Yeah, but my actor is not even, like, an experienced actor. She's, like, 22 and she's, like, just doing the same.
Well, that's it. So she's just kind of starting her career out. So obviously, this a movie where acting doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so much,
but the question is, the worst actor in the movie. And that is the worst actor.
You could also argue that she's actually a singer. Because the actress is actually a singer stepping into acting. So you could say that she's a singer doing a role. You could take that path. But I would actually just say that she's got some good scenes. I remember the part where she was like, they're like, what's going on in your life? She's like, well, it turns out I'm a superhero. I'm like, pee in this cup. And just the delivery of her response, like her eye contact, all of that. She actually nails it.
Or she's just looking at the camera.
she improv that. You know that.
Nah, she's not. I freaking no way a Power Ranger movie would have improv in that. Like, okay,
she's got a point.
Have you seen all the Power Rangers? Their choreograph is to the T. It's like,
Yeah, because they borrowed from the Japanese version.
Teeth? Tea?
Tea.
To the tea. To the English breakfast, man.
All right, I'm ruling Yellow Bitch out because...
What?
I'll tell you why. Because you didn't name her. You didn't name her.
That's how bad she was.
You were also sleeping for like the first 20 minutes.
No.
Where were you?
Where?
Right, it's down to Mark Wahlberg and Charlize Theron.
So this is to decide who gets to go on top tonight, right?
And to that point, you can't wank. It is very difficult to wank over Mark Wahlberg. Yes, it is possible. But it is very difficult.
It's so doable.
Like, she's no matter what she's in, she is a captivating actress.
They don't approve that in the cinema, though. They don't approve you pulling it out in the cinema.
It depends what cinema. Anyway,
no, you accept Charlize Theron because she's a very captivating person.
Yeah, if you want to reduce her gorgeous. To a, if you want to reduce her to a fleshlight, yeah, then absolutely. Like she does serve that purpose. But we're talking.
I feel like through your search history, you reduce everyone to your fleshlight, so it's okay.
Yeah, if they can afford it.
I'm in need of a fleshlight.
Where are you, Stoyer?
Mark Wahlberg has fallen so far that he ended up in this dog shit fucking film, and he.
Yeah, people still like him.
No, but they. They do, but it's just the worst that he's ever done. He was,
and he can get away with it. He's like The Rock. So the thing is, you put Rock and Marky Mark in any movie, people will be like, "Shit, we're gonna watch it. They're nice guys. This is gonna be great."
Away from the movie and go into Mark Wahlberg now,
You kept mentioning. He's such a charismatic guy.
But he was shit.
You keep mentioning him,
exactly. Roger. Who are you leaning towards? Do you think Mark Wahlberg is worse or Charlize Theron?
You can ask your ancestors.
Look, Mark Wahlberg, I love him. I love him. But so sometimes he just does not do the scene justice. I'm going to give it to
this guy.
What
are you talking about, guys? Like,
he's always frowning.
What?
He's like,
no.
I love you. Like, why are you frowning? Why are you frowning?
Transformers? I'm in another one?
Yeah, to be honest, he was fucking stunned. He got another fucking
point. And on that point, I think that's it. Yay!
Boom. Oh, it came out of nowhere.
But my pelvis is sore.
All right, Transformers wins worst movie of 2017. Yeah. Honorable mentions to other movies: Emoji Movie, which was brought up before.
I think we all agree that was the worst movie. None of us watched it.
They got snubbed by the Golden Globe, for sure.
Justice League was another one.
I'm gonna say Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like
Baby Driver.
I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan, but I just feel like Mark Hammond is just digging the fuck out of his career.
Who's Mark? Mark Hammond?
Mike Hammond?
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, close.
The same initial.
No, it's great. Before we finish,
there's one more game we've got to play, the CG Kaiser movie game. Because you won, you get to pick an actor or actress and we go around the table naming a movie that person's been in. Rules are, you can't name a movie that hasn't been released yet. Second rule, you can't name any cameos or uncredited roles. Third rule, no TV shows. And you got 5 seconds to name a movie that person's been in. So pick an actor or actress of your choice.
It's too open though. Okay, Christian Bale, yeah.
Christian Bale, okay, start it off.
Do I have to be specific about Batman's?
Yes.
Dark Knight Rises?
Done.
Terminator Salvation.
Dark Knight.
American Psycho.
Oh.
Nice.
I feel like at this stage we realise how bad I'm at movies.
No, you just won. You can do this. No, you didn't fake it. You're not a fraud.
Shit.
What's 5 seconds?
Batman Begins.
Oh, Rescue Dawn.
I'm gonna say
you are such a fucking virgin.
You're a
bro.
Fraud.
Hard Times.
Nice.
I'm gonna say. You have to say the name. You can't describe it, right?
Can't describe it.
Can I say I'm so glad you're to the right of me?
Huh?
You are so
five.
Good.
No, you can't do that.
Don't use numbers.
Roger's out.
Oh shit, we keep going. What was the movie it was in with about magic and stuff?
Yeah,
you have to name
do
it.
You wanna, do you got it?
Sea Rags Are Us.
No. What does C stand for?
Four, three.
Nah, got nothing. I'm down.
And out.
I think he was referring to The Prestige.
Oh, yes.
Oh shit, this guy got it.
Okay, 3:10 to Yuma.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I liked it, yeah.
Three.
Sunset Creek.
American Gangster. I'm thinking of the wrong movie. Public Enemies.
I know one actually. Sound of Song. Song.
The Machinist or Machinist.
Machinist, yep. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Fuck. American Hustle.
Oh, I love that one.
The Fighter.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. I'm actually struggling with this one. Yeah. I might be up, but you still have to name one more.
If you're wondering,
because you have to name one more at the end. I forgot to mention that at the beginning.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
You know what? I'll just let you have it.
I like pity. That's what it's gotten me so far in life.
Rob Yay!
In a competition more important than the first one, Rob on top tonight.
And that's been Film Fuse, and that's the worst movie of 2017. We'll be back next week with a new topic. And if you want to come watch us live, just come check us out at Magic Mike Comedy on Wednesdays late night, starting from 9:30. Also, if you want to come check out The Room, that is playing at Comedy on Edge this Tuesday, make sure you get your tickets, only $10, before you see The Disaster Artist. This is why we're doing Worst Movie of 2017. Come see The Room at Comedy on Edge at 7:30.
Hi, doggy.
And you know what, actually, if you enjoy our banter, to be honest, between me and Rob, we actually also have a podcast called Scorn Hub.
I would like everybody to pray for me as I walk home to the train station and then walk home from the train station.
All right, you're running out of time. We're going to go watch Star Wars at the midnight screen. So we're going to go.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Is it coming out?
Yeah, we've got tickets already.
I can't wait to see Mark Hammond.
And that's been Film Fuse. I've been Siege Kaiser. We'll see you later.
See you later.